This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. If you're watching, you see the different backgrounds because I'm down in Richmond running the Richmond Half Marathon tomorrow. Wife's running the full. She's a superhero. I'm just merely a guy who's going to run half as far. But that's what we're doing. That's why I'm here. But happy to be here. Always appreciate all the hospitality down in the RVA. All right, Anthony, let's get into it. I'm going to full transparency here, especially after I just let everybody know where I'm at and why. So because we're running this weekend, I did not stay up and watch the game live last night. We went to bed at halftime. And then I got up very early this morning, in part because we have to get up very early tomorrow morning for the race. And so I woke up, I left my phone where it was, and emotionally I was live because I flipped on the second half of the game. I watched the television broadcast. I actually was watching a lot of the Prime Vision because I felt like I could actually see the game better. But emotionally, like, I'm in it in the same way that anybody watching the game was. I did not know the score until about 3 minutes left in the game. Rachel had looked at her phone, and I looked at her and was like, am I about to see the greatest comeback ever, or are they the Eagles won? And she's like, do you really want me to tell you? I was like, yeah. She's like, the Eagles won. I was like, okay. Thanks for sharing.
You better than me.
Why? Did you?
I would have waited to find out what happened.
I was very frustrated watching the game at that point. So I was just like,
that's fair.
Let's do it. And that was well after Dan Quinn had decided on a fourth down, fourth and two, to go for it. A controversial decision, something that Dan knew at the time was going to be controversial, and it's controversial when you don't make it, because if you kick the field goal and you make it, sometimes that winds up to bite you. If you get the fourth down and you go for it and you make it, nobody ever says anything. You go for the fourth down and it's the first time all year that you don't get it, and then people are going to have something to say. So I woke up to texts from you saying kick the field goal, or once I went back upstairs, got my phone, and the only texts I had were from Anthony, where they were basically saying kick the field goal, this is so dumb. You've now had some time to think about it. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard Logan talk about it. Do you still think that Dan Quinn made a mistake?
I still do think Dan Quinn made a mistake. And I think if you look at the flow of the game, where the offense wasn't performing well, the defense was doing well. And I think, you know, you and Logan did make a good point. Like, it might have been, you know, spiraling a little bit. They might have been gassed. All right, they were gassed, I guess. So it wasn't looking good. You know, the previous two drives, they did give up two scoring possessions. But my thing is, the offense wasn't looking good, and Zane Gonzalez also has shown that, you know, he's a worthy, you know, kicker. Like, he's done well for us. I was more so just take the points right now. It'll still be a one-score game. If they go out and score, guess what? It'll still be a one-score game. But when you don't convert on the fourth down, they go down and score. Now it's a two-possession game, and it's just like, bro, why not just take the points? And this could have still been a one-possession game. Also, I was still confident in the defense. They had just given up.
That's
two.
Where you're wrong. Okay. See, that's, right.
You're
that's
not
100%.
Confident. Confident in them, baby.
Your confidence doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
When you have, like, just look at it, man. Like, okay. I wrote down at basically the final. So 2:27 is the final drive of the third quarter. Is when it starts for Philadelphia, okay? In my heebie-jeebie of notes here. That drive starts with Saquon Barkley getting 9 yards. Starts with it. They get a screen for the first down. They then have absolutely no rush. on a play where A.J. Brown gets 17 yards on a second reaction throw. They get away with the Luvu face mask. Payne gets a TFL, and then Hurts scrambles. They're toast at that point. Toast. And
this is after the miss conversion. Is this what you're saying? Or this is before the miss conversion?
This is...
I guess
this is the drive right before the miss conversion.
Okay.
All right. Yep. By the way, Ant, if you could, the YouTube stream can't hear your audio right now. If you have a chance to pop that back, I'm not sure why exactly that's not happening, but we'll see if we can get that straightened out. Pop a button, and then hopefully it'll get fixed. But so Barkley is like gashing him early in that drive. Their pass rush is dying, and then that's in that drive is when you have the Gainwell 14 yards back-to-back-to-back plays, right? And then they punch it in. The next drive, Washington starts moving the ball a little bit, right? They have Bates for 9. That was kind of the drive where they were like, all right, we're just going to either run it or play action to tight end.
Yeah.
But the problem is they get on a 2nd and 1 after they finally hit Terry on that comeback. Like, he gets involved.
Yep.
And then Bates has a playoff play action again. B-Rob gets stuffed. It's 3rd and 1. B-Rob stuffed again, and then the 4th down's a mess. You've already seen the defense is tired to that point. And you have to just, the way Logan put it, he's like, I don't even care if you score. Just, you have to stay on the field. You need another 3 downs. You needed time. I think they needed to score. And so the idea that they go for it when that is who they've been all year. They've been a team that has been good on 4th down. They are, you know, 30... or like it's going to be like a 30-something yard field goal. Okay, fine. But going up 1 point there is not going to be enough. I think if you want to make a counter argument on momentum, I guess, but like the momentum isn't going to save you. You need points, and you need your like. I guess the simplest version of this argument, Anthony, is this: at some point, the offense was going to have to do something.
Okay,
and whether it was there or the next drive, they had to do something. That was a pretty good time. The problem wasn't the defense. The problem was the offense. The offense's problem became the defense's problem, and thus the offense, it was on them to fix it.
Maybe I hated the play call. Maybe that's really...
What even was the play call? Jaden Bumble's a snap. We don't even know.
But, Craig, they hustled. They hurried up. I felt the play was rushed, to be honest. Like, we get stuffed on the 3rd and 1, and then they're like, hurry up. Everybody get back to the line. And then I guess they had a second play. But I don't know. I think I just hated the play call. The execution was also really bad. All of it was bad. Take the points. I don't know, man.
I think we can't get caught up between execution and decision.
Yeah.
You can have a good decision that winds up being a bad play call. By the way, I'm now watching the play. Let me see if I can figure out what the hell was supposed to happen. Certainly not that.
I think they just covered it well, too, though.
Any more hints? We got 3 tight ends in the game. We got some motion. We got a counteraction. I mean, what happens to start? 1, Jaden bobbles a snap. 2, Jalen Carter is in the backfield.
As soon as he touched the ball.
I think the snap might have gotten part messed up by Biotish, but due to the fact that literally the second, as fast as I can hit pause on this play, Tyler Biotish is being thrown aside by Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
And then he has to run away. B-Rob, I will say, is looking back at Jaden as if to say, wait, I was supposed to get that football. And then now everyone's just trying to block, trying to save it. Nothing there. So they have to execute.
Man.
And there's no... Like, because here's the thing. Like... The game, it's not like it's 1 point at the end of the game, right? There's still a full quarter basically to go. Your defense is going to have to get a stop. And being up by 1 there is not going to save you. You need the points. You need the separation. And at the end of the day, like the offense needed to stay on the field to give the defense a chance to get the stop. And they didn't.
That's
so fair. I just think that at that point the defense is going, they're letting go of the rope. They're not because they're giving up their fight, But they've been on that dead hang for long enough, and they're just going to fall off the bar.
Yeah.
I mix my metaphors there of a pull-up dead hang and a rope, but you get the point.
No, I do. I do. I don't know. I still feel how I feel, though.
You feel how you feel because they lost.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier to feel the way you feel when you lost. It's a lot harder to make the argument when it's like the counterfactual. But at the end of the day, like, they were going to lose that football. Like, if they kick the field goal, they're just as likely to lose based off of what we saw transpire the rest of the game. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. The quickest trip around the NFL we have ever done next. And then coming up at 6 o'clock, it's our pick 6 at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.